Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM program titled Automation eBusiness on Demand. Before we begin, I'd like to review a few administrative items with you. First, the presentation can be viewed online. The address is www.ibm.com/partnerworld/software. Once you enter the zone, click on Marketing Lunch and Learn Teleconference. Second, today's broadcast is being recorded. Now at this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the conference over to Christy Schaffner, Channel Marketing Manager for IBM Software. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Lisa. So I'd like to extend a really warm welcome to each of you today, and thank you for joining us as we kick off our Lunch and Learn teleconference series. And in appreciation for some of our colleagues who might be on other continents, feel free to modify the title to, oh, maybe Cocktail Hour with IBM or Sleep and Learn with IBM. And just to reiterate what Lisa just said, you can access the presentation for today's call out on the BP Zone in the Events and Teleconferences section. If you look in the left-hand nav under Teleconferences and click on that link, you can see a document entitled The Marketing Lunch and Learn Teleconferences. And there, once you go into the document, that actually has all of the information on the entire teleconference series, including a link to either the e-meeting or the download of the presentation. So whichever option you prefer, but we encourage you to grab hold of the slides one way or another and join along. So many of you joined us for the 2004 marketing program launch call back on February 17th. And if you didn't, actually the replay is still available on the Business Partner Zone. At that point, we took the opportunity to introduce the key themes around IBM software and how we're going to market this year. So now it's time to get a little bit more specific and focus on each one of these themes to give you a really better in-depth understanding of the solution areas and where your current and maybe even your future business might fit. So today we're pleased to start with an introduction from Scott Cooper, our Vice President of Business Partner Marketing for IBM Software. And then we're really grateful to have David Rice with us. He's the Automation Program Manager, and he's going to take us through the automation big play. And it's fundamentally about helping your customers become on-demand businesses by automating the management of their IT infrastructures. We'll follow up at the end with a question and answer session, so please do take note of any questions you'd like to ask of our panel today. And at this point, I'd like to go ahead and get started and turn the call over to Scott Cooper.
Thank you very much, and hello, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with us. We want to give you an overview of our marketing programs for 2004 and some specifics on how you can participate. If you can go to the next chart, please, that talks about turning e-business on demand into customer demand. There's a real change in the way we're going to market this year in the software group. From an approach in previous years where we really marketed individual products or individual software brands with many tactics hitting the marketplace and good coverage, we've taken a different approach this year in organizing around what we've called six big plays or six key categories that will drive all our marketing themes around. And you'll hear an overview of each one of these plays, the details of the kind of campaigns we'll run, the kind of activities and tactics that we'll drive around these plays. But the logic behind this was to take a more focused approach at the marketplace. We've selected these plays largely as a result of our market research that says these are the categories under which organizations are purchasing technologies these years, or at least technology that's relevant to IBM. And what we wanted to do was to say if we could build a cohesive and probably as importantly, very visible set of tactics that we would attack each one of these categories of spending under, we believe it'll be far easier for our own teams as well as our partners to participate in those plays. So rather than some of the things at times were somewhat embarrassing in the past where we had, multiple contacts into the same customer around two different categories of products or two different even related products or, advertisements that ran in the same magazine around IBM software. This approach gives us a very, very clean way of talking about our key capabilities in the marketplace and around these themes, SMB, people productivity, automation, integration, et cetera. So the idea here is not to become abstract or distant from the product. At the end of the day, we're still asking a customer to make a purchase of some technology, that technology being both IBM technology and technology or a service from our business partners. But there's an organizing principle here that we will take going forward in talking to the marketplace in more business-like terms, or in the terms that they use to describe the kind of purchasing they're doing. If you go to the next chart, as a partner, there's really a decision to make here around how you want to participate in the IBM marketing activities. All of you have taken the time to learn more, so obviously there's some interest in some joint go-to-market with us at IBM. But that interest can range from simply participating in programs, you know, being a member of Partner World, purchasing a value pack, and using some of the tools that we provide, campaign design or executive assessment, et cetera, kind of the basic things like that. For the next set of partners who build a partner plan, who meet with their business partner rep, who understand at a greater level of detail each of these plays, and we recognize that all of these plays won't be relevant to every partner. We think quite frequently it'll be, you know, one or two plays that a partner will participate in. But what things that we're doing that are relevant to your particular business design, there's lots of both content available around those plays. There's calendars that detail every single activity we'll do around those plays. And there's also funding available and matched funding, and we call it co-marketing funding, for partners who build a plan along with us and their business partner rep, who execute tactics that complement our tactics, or use some of the other assistance we provide around running web conferences and things like that. The base there is in kind of the opportunity to participate in that is gauged upon your commitment to us and your willingness to build a plan and make your tactics and leads visible to us. And that ranges up to the partners who will be closest with us and kind of most actively engaged with us will be those who have the deepest degree of skills and who have demonstrated in the past the ability to run co-marketing programs and have success with those things. So it's not just run a set of activities once and you're done for the year. Our intention is to continue to invest with the partners who have the greatest success at doing these things. This is a decision that's up to you. It's up to your business design as to which things we are doing that are relevant to you, and it's up to you as to how much you want to invest or how closely you want to go to market with us. And if you go to the last chart, really the key here to get started, this calls a great beginning. It's understand the activities that we're going to do in the marketplace this year. The intent of these calls and the intent of a great deal of our communication is simply to make the things we are doing visible to you. We've heard a lot in the past of, boy, if we could only figure out how to leverage the IBM marketing activities and the IBM marketing engine and the IBM presence, we as a business partner could be far more effective. And we found simple things, like if you run your seminar activity or your direct customer touch activities following our seminars that come through your city or our advertising placements or our product launches, if you do those things in concert or in timing with the things we do, we'll see that synergy, right? We'll see the magnification of those activities and we'll see a greater impact for all of us in the marketplace. The point of this whole big play concept and the point of these calendars and the point of all of these activities is to make those things visible, to help you participate in those things. So understanding on a call like this probably gives you a good overview of what we're doing. Sitting down with your business partner rep and actually building a plan and defining both the timing and the kinds of activities that you'll perform with us and the funding required to do those things are really the keys to getting moving forward. So two things I'd ask you to do. First of all, make sure that your profile in Partner World for Software is accurate, that it accurately reflects what you can do, how you market, what capabilities you have, what certifications you have, etc. And second of all, build a plan. Take advantage of these programs, take advantage of the funding, and dovetail your activities with the activities that we're doing. I think that's the best way for us to collectively have the greatest impact in the marketplace and to touch the customers multiple times. As we all know, the key to driving demand in customers is not hitting them once or hitting them in a sporadic way, but hitting them with a consistent set of messages. When we're in concert and when the messages from IBM and the messages from our partners are consistent and they're timed right, we think that's the way to have the greatest impact. There's lots of detail here on the call. There'll be question and answer session at the end. So good selling, good luck, and have a successful 2004. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. And I think Scott really did a good job of setting the context and also demonstrating both the different levels of partner participation and particularly how important the partner plan is as kind of the fundamental foundation or stepping stone to feed into some of these other activities. So now we will turn the call over to David Rice, who will provide the next level of understanding around automation solutions specifically and also give you some ideas on where you can begin to incorporate your automation themes and your go-to-market activities, kind of to Scott's point earlier. So, David, over to you.
Great. Thank you, Christy. And thanks to the partners on the phone today that have joined us for this portion of the call. The purpose of today's presentation, or my portion of today's presentation, is really twofold. First, I want to provide you with a brief overview of IBM's automation big play, how it fits within the larger on-demand story, and why it is important to you or important to your customers. And secondly, provide you with the value as a business partner in marketing and selling automation solutions. Let's take a quick look at the agenda for this portion of today's call. First, we'll spend a few minutes talking about automation, what it is, and why you should care. Then we'll spend some time talking about what IBM is doing to provide automation air cover in the marketplace, as well as the tools and support you need. I also want to highlight a few of our customers who are automating today. Then finally, give you some next steps to help you get on board with selling automation solutions. Let's go to the next slide. IBM's corporate strategy is to position the company as a technology partner to help companies become on demand, which it defines as being responsive, resilient, focused, and flexible. On-demand e-business is a state of business defined by flexibility, unparalleled connectivity, and the ability to adapt to changes in the marketplace quickly without a huge investment in time, money, and resources. In the on-demand era, you can streamline operations, lower costs, improve the quality of service you deliver to customers, and gain competitive advantage while driving revenue. To achieve an on-demand state of business, you need an operating environment that can easily manage IT operations as a single entity, and that can effectively deal with the opportunities and disruptions that influence its growth and prosperity. An on-demand operating environment helps businesses, large and small, readily take advantage of opportunities to realize financial benefits. Automation enables businesses to achieve resiliency, efficiency, responsiveness, and flexibility, combined with the capabilities of integration and virtualization shown on this slide. A true on-demand infrastructure becomes a reality. Next slide, please. Automation is a step-by-step evolution and is based on the individual customer business goals. Evolving to an on-demand operating environment requires a simple and easy approach to acquiring capabilities, addressing key requirements, following a roadmap to provide modular incremental steps to become an on-demand business. Building on existing capabilities, on-demand solution offerings support customers in their transition to on-demand. Automated technologies are not new to IBM. However, automation has changed with customers' needs and desires and the requirements of on-demand business. In this new era, IBM continues to be at the forefront of automated technology, and our customers today realize true business value from these solutions. Automation helps align IT and business for greater customer capability and return on investment. In the lower half of this chart is the automation blueprint, which shows the six capabilities that automation provides. Let's move to the next slide and talk a bit more about these six capabilities. Automation is defined by these six capabilities, and these capabilities are availability, which helps ensure the health and appropriate functioning of IT. Security helps ensure information assets, confidentiality, and data integrity are protected. Optimization helps ensure the most productive utilization of IT. provisioning makes available the right resources to the right processes and people. Orchestration senses and triggers and responds according to business goals. And lastly, business services management manages service levels using business priority. Each of these capabilities provides benefit to the customer, either in increased utilization of IT assets, increased productivity, or reduced costs. For example, orchestration can increase resource utilization from 20% on average to as high as 50% and reduce administrator time by 30 to 40%. Next slide, please. IBM provides products, solutions, and services offerings that deliver automation capabilities that customers need. This chart sorts the offerings by automation blueprint capability. No doubt you've detected that Tivoli is a major player in providing automation offerings, but all of the other IBM software brands play here too, particularly DB2 and WebSphere. I also want to point out that although we only show the software offerings here, IBM hardware, including e-servers and total storage hardware, also play an important role in helping customers deploy a total end-to-end automation solution. The next slide is titled, Automation Addresses Customers' Top Three Concerns. Let's take a look at that. As the complexity of IT increases, all businesses are looking for ways to do more with less. Questions like, how do I get more performance out of my current IT infrastructure? How do I manage this complex environment with my current IT staff? Are there ways to accomplish my business objectives and still show a return on my investment? Or how do I better utilize the IT infrastructure already in place so that the business provides competitive services without extra cost? Over the years, as businesses have grown, their IT infrastructures have expanded with them. As new IT infrastructure was added, it was commonplace to have that infrastructure deployed independently, like towers or silos within the business, and in many cases, from various vendors. Initially, this worked, but in today's environment, many businesses are left with complex, heterogeneous environments to keep running, but more and more are struggling to keep them running efficiently. This is a major challenge for businesses today. Companies are currently looking for solutions to help them deliver on four key needs or priorities. We define them as, one, business agility, which means creating a highly available, dynamic IT infrastructure that can respond in real time to business needs and to internal or external events that affect the IT infrastructure. Next is resource optimization. In other words, maximizing the usage of computing resources throughout automated management and capacity allocation, driven by business rules that are linked to business priorities. And thirdly, managing complexity, which is centralizing and coordinating the monitoring and management of large, heterogeneous, and disparate IT infrastructures. Reducing costs is an overarching result of automation. All facets of automation help customers to reduce their IT costs, including the three needs we just talked about, business agility, resource optimization, and managing complexity. Next slide, please. Although automation is not new, it has clearly evolved over time. The differences become clear when you understand what level of automation your business requires or your customer's business requires. Delivering system-wide automated environments is an evolutionary process enabled by technology, but is ultimately implemented by each enterprise adopting these technologies and supporting processes. Later in this presentation, we'll talk about the automation assessment tool, which you can use to help your customers assess where they are in the automation maturity cycle. Once a business assesses where it is in the automation journey, it can better determine what steps are required to get to the next level of automation. Next slide, please. So why is any of this important to you as a business partner? Well, first and foremost, you can make money selling IBM automation products and solutions. In an IBM study, a large majority of customers said maximizing utilization of existing computing resources was a top concern. In an e-business on-demand study, automation showed as top of mind and top purchasing item for the next 12 months. Secondly, automation is projected to be a $25 billion market in 2004 and expected to have a healthy growth over the next several years. And finally, IBM has demonstrated leadership in this arena. In another study done by our marketing intelligence team, IBM is the most credible sponsor of the automation blueprint. 88% of respondents were either likely or very likely to invest in the blueprint. And since 2003, we've gained market share in every segment. Let's talk a bit about our favorite topic, making money. Let's move to the next slide titled Business Partner Profitability. A third-party firm, Reality Research and Consulting, conducted a report analyzing business partner profitability when they engage with IBM software. The study showed that IBM provides a 9-to-1 ratio of profit to investment, so is an excellent choice for a business partner return on investment. From a hardware and services drag perspective, IBM middleware provides $21 of additional related software, hardware, and services for every dollar spent by that customer. The study also showed that partners who invested in training and certification saw excellent ROI for that investment. Every dollar spent on training yielded $345 in revenue. Let's move to the next slide. We've already talked about the automation market opportunity being a $25 billion market in 2004. There are several other areas that also fit into IBM on-demand operating environment model, such as integration and virtualization. Each of these areas represent additional market opportunity and are often tied to automation deals. For example, an automation deal may include storage management software, which could open up an opportunity to close the deal with virtualization by including some additional IBM Total Storage products. Let's move to the next slide. The next couple of slides show the value propositions for both solution providers and for ISVs and system integrators. Solution providers have the opportunity to deliver automation software and services to an emerging market, which can help you to grow your customer base. Next slide. The net here for ISVs and system integrators is that automation capabilities, you now have the ability and opportunity to bring your solutions to market faster and respond more quickly to new market opportunities. Next slide. On this slide, the orchestration and provisioning automation library, also known as OPAL, was just announced at PartnerWorld. OPAL provides the tools and community that business partners need to build their businesses around on-demand automation, including everything they need to create workflows. You can see a number of resources and benefits available to you within OPAL. Next slide. A key focus for automation is to enlist ISVs and system integrators to help create these workflows, which are a given or a logical sequence of steps to install, configure, and deploy a given resource and associated dependencies. ISVs can expect operational benefits, including reduced system administration cost by reducing the skill level required to deploy and maintain your software. And secondly, OPAL provides a more effective model in reducing security exposure by providing patch management process. ISVs can also expect bottom line benefits, including savings on customer support costs that result from an automated installation, and number two, savings on system tuning requirements that integrated workflow components will provide with underutilized assets. The bottom half of this slide shows an example workflow created in a Citrix environment. Next slide, please. By joining the OPAL team, you take advantage of an opportunity to go to market with IBM, leveraging IBM's orchestration and provisioning, as well as speed your product awareness to market. You also receive logo visibility on the IBM website as a member of the workflow community. Orchestration and provisioning is the gateway to IBM's overall on-demand strategy. By joining the community now, you become a driver for IBM's on-demand roadmap. Next slide, please. Starting in mid-2003, Tivoli began to generate a lot of interest and awareness around automation, from print and interactive ads, demos, webcasts, and sales tools. The result is many customers already know about automation solutions even before you knock on their door. I'd also like to point out on this slide, way down in the right corner, we mentioned IDLE, which is Information Technology Infrastructure Library. A key component of the automation big play is to tie automation to compelling sales triggers. One example is regulatory compliance. Another example is IDLE, which is a set of best practices and that provide a holistic approach to IT infrastructure management. IDLE has become a worldwide de facto standard and is therefore seen as an open standard, not tied to any particular vendor. IDLE services are the key to understanding how well IT is being utilized and the extent to which the IT function is meeting its service level commitments. Some of the benefits of IDLE include improved customer service, lower total cost of ownership, and improved predictability of IT costs. Next slide, please. Continuing with marketing around automation in 2003 and on into 2004, IBM has developed a robust marketing program around automation, including advertising, both print and interactive, direct marketing, web, tele, events, collateral, demos, etc. IBM began running the Middlewares Everywhere ads in late 2003 and continued placement into the first half of 2004. In May of 2004, IBM will launch a series of four automation ads, beginning with the leadership ad and with other ads following throughout the remainder of 2004. The leadership ad will feature a customer success story from the Royal Bank of Canada. The remaining automation ads will focus on the automation sub-themes that customers will also read about in our direct marketing touches. As you can see, these sub-themes, business agility, optimizing resources, and managing complexity, map to the customer needs defined earlier in this presentation. Next slide, please. Direct mail and email campaigns are being executed worldwide, providing drive-to to offers on the IBM Automation Resource website. Following the same messaging, including in our advertising, IBM's automation direct marketing also conveys key messages through the sub-themes. Follow-up tele is used to qualify and validate leads, which are then passed to the appropriate sales channel. In many cases, business partners are pulled into IBM deals to close deals and provide services. IBM will have an automation presence at many events around the globe in 2004, as well as hosting webcasts and seminars such as today. Next slide. Now let's focus on what IBM is doing to help support business partners that are interested in building their automation practice. Today's Lunch and Learn session for automation is a good example. Although the chart says monthly, other big plays such as integration, people productivity are being rolled out on an accelerated schedule, which we will refer to at the end of this presentation. These lunch and learns for the big plays are being recorded and will also be made available on CD later this year. IBM Software Group is also running a channel ad in the last half of 2004 that will include both print and interactive in CRN and VAR Business. A number of teleconferences are planned for 2004 as part of IBM's on-demand gen activities, where business partners and their customers are invited to attend. We recently aired two teleconferences we call Hear from the Experts and Hear from Your Peers. Both are available for replay for several months. The Hear from Your Peers teleconference aired on March 23rd and featured Mark Heider from eBay. And Mark did an outstanding job of sharing eBay's IT challenges and how they are solving them with automation solutions from IBM. Please go to the next slide. IBM has a number of key events planned that are focused on automation in the first half of 2004. As you can see, some of these events have already occurred and others are coming up very soon. I'd encourage you to take advantage of any automation events that are happening within the regions you cover with your automation practice. Next slide. A wealth of material is available for business partners to build their own practices and marketing campaigns around automation. Many new deliverables are being planned and existing materials are periodically reviewed and updated. The best resource for business partners is the BP Zone on the Partner World for Software website. There you can find marketing materials including direct marketing, seminar, and tele resources. You can also find education and certification roadmaps and sales resources at this website. Included in the direct marketing section, you'll find materials that support automation from most all IBM software brands, including direct mail, email, and web copy. You'll also find suggested offers, tools, and demos. Perhaps the most important tool available to you today is the automation assessment tool. With this tool, you can help your customers assess where they are on the journey to becoming automated on demand, and then sell IBM automation software and your services to get them to the next level. Let's move to the next slide and talk more about sales tools that are available to for you to use. Tivoli has built a set of sales aids and tools to help you sell automation solutions. These tools are intended for direct sales and business partners. Also, even though these tools were built by Tivoli, they do include cross-brand content for automation, and more cross-brand content is being added. The purpose of each of these tools is described on this chart, but the main purpose of these tools, of course, is to aid you in finding opportunities and enabling you to map out the automation strategy that is right for your customer. Use the automation assessment tool to establish a technology strategy that assesses where your customer is today in their automation journey. Remember, IBM automation solutions are modular and can be rolled out in a step-by-step process. Use the automation selling tool to establish a product strategy. In other words, once you've established a technology strategy, you can use the automation sales tool to build a product strategy that fits the capabilities your customer needs to achieve their automation goals. Use the presentation wizard to build customer presentations, and there's an ROI analyst to help detail the return on investment. The next several slides provide a bit more information on these tools. Let's take a look. The automation selling tool is product-focused and helps to assess a customer's automation maturity as well as recommend which products are needed to gain additional automation capabilities. The automation assessment tool examines a customer's current on-demand automation readiness and provides recommendations that define the next steps. The assessment analyzes capabilities in three key areas. One, best practices, definition, and adoption. And number two, what technology is enabled today. And thirdly, skills alignment. Next slide. The presentation wizard automatically builds customer-ready presentations based on product information arrived at using the automation selling tool. And the ROI analyst tool focuses on the unique value of automation offerings, so you can recommend to your customers where they can get the most value with the investment they are willing to make today, as well as down the road when additional capabilities are needed. Next slide, please. There is an online class you can take to learn more about the automation assessment tool. The URL for more information is included on this slide. The prerequisite is internet access and access to the Partner World for Software website, which you need a password and ID for. Once you have that, you also need to register for the Partner World University. Next slide, please. Shifting gears a bit, I just want to quickly point out a few of our many customers that have already begun their automation journey. I already mentioned eBay a few minutes ago, and here are several more, including UPS, Sanyo, Oppenheimer Funds, and Prudential Financial. As you can see, these are customers that are, you know, worldwide in their business and you know, represent different geographies. Next slide, please. So what are your next steps? Well, first, determine how you can leverage the automation imperatives and deepen your knowledge of IBM automation solutions. Next, assess your current skill base and build out your automation expertise. And thirdly, focus on the customer by understanding their pains and helping them to build a roadmap of IBM automation software solutions to meet their needs. On the next slide, you see some helpful URLs where you can find out more information about automation and the resources mentioned in this presentation. First is the Partner World for Software Business Partner Zone. So we've included the URL here. This is where we really have a lot of the marketing materials that we talked about. Next is the IBM On Demand Automation website, which is a customer-facing website that has a lot more information on automation, where you can download some white papers and other information regarding automation. And then finally, the Tivoli Knowledge Center is a great place to get other resources. Many of the tools are available out on the Tivoli Knowledge Center. So I'd encourage you to visit these sites and learn more about automation. And with that, I'd like to close this portion of the presentation, and I thank you again very much for your time and today to learn more about automation. And with that, I'd like to hand the call back over to Christy.
Great overview, David. Thanks a lot for taking the time to take us through that. As you guys can see, the automation program team has spent a lot of time and resource and energy into making sure that not only are we going out to market in a good, consistent, cohesive way, but that we're providing the business partners the right tools to go out there right along with us. I just want to cover a couple of brief points before we move into the Q&A. So first, you can see here, David has referred to it as did Scott, that we have a comprehensive series here scheduled. So this is our first in the series. You can see the schedule for the rest. This information is also posted out on the BP Zone in the events section under teleconferences, and it's called the Lunch and Learns. And so feel free to go out there. We'll post the presentations at least 24 hours in advance. One thing you may want to note is for April 22nd, May 6th, and June 3rd, we're thrilled to be able to actually kind of pre-announce here today the fact that our enablement team is coming out with a great new initiative called Think Thursday, which I'm going to talk to on the next slide. But we are going to work with that Think Thursday initiative and actually incorporate some of their enablement content and themes on those particular calls. So those three will be 90-minute calls versus the typical 60-minute. So just a heads up there that it's a slight variation in the schedule, but we look forward to having you join us for as many calls as you possibly can, and please feel free to invite your colleagues to join in as well. Speaking of Think Thursday, as I mentioned, we're kicking that off on that April 22nd call. The Think Thursday portion specifically will take place from about 11:45 to 12:15 Eastern, if you're interested in focusing on that particular portion. Because the topic of our Lunch and Learn that day is integration, which is a predominantly WebSphere solution set, we will have the enablement speaker for Think Thursday come talk to us about how to make money with WebSphere. And as you look for more information on subsequent Think Thursday calls, this is going to be a great new offering, as I mentioned, from our enablement team. So please make sure that you join us for as many of those Think Thursday calls as are relevant and fit into your schedule. You can look for more details out on the Virtual Innovation Center. You see here below where it's at www.ibm.com/partnerworld/vic. And starting next week, we'll start to have more of the comprehensive schedule for the rest of Q2 and going into the rest of the year. So stay tuned, but early heads up about a great new offering for you guys. And then lastly, so as not to forget, an important thing, we want to make sure that as you guys are going out there and being successful with your customers out in the marketplace, we'd like to help highlight those successes, which is a win for both you and for your customers. So please bear in mind that we have this great customer reference program. We encourage you to submit yours. There's a link off of the BP homepage, and you can go in and fill out the form and tell us about how your solution worked and what the benefits to your customer were. It really helps position you guys as industry leaders and obviously has the credibility and momentum of an IBM-produced piece behind you. So please take advantage of this, particularly looking for SMB partner customer references. So for things like WebSphere Express and DB2 Express, those are particularly hot areas at the moment. But any success story that you have that you want to put here in the customer reference section, we encourage you to do so at your earliest opportunity. So that kind of concludes the talking part of the presentation. We have a wonderful panel with us today for the question and answer portion of the call. Joining us, we have Dee Peterson-Wise, Darla Alvarez, Janet Jones, Teresa Cook, Chris Burns, and David Rice. So, Lisa, at this time, I'd like to open it up for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now move to one of the most important parts of today's program, your questions. To ask a question, simply press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. So we may respond to as many questions as possible, please initially limit yourself to one question. If you have additional questions, you are welcome to press star 1 again later in the session. We'll take as many questions as time permits, and we'll proceed in the order that you signal us. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, just press star 1 now, and we'll pause for just a moment.
And we do encourage you guys to take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions of our team while you've got them live and on the phone. While we're waiting for people to queue up their questions, Darla, can you give us an example of how a business partner might actually utilize some of the automation marketing materials that David referenced that are available on the BP Zone?
Sure. You can pull the automation materials off of the business partner zone to conduct your own demand generation campaigns that should help you build your pipeline. The materials that you can leverage are automation telemarketing scripts, email copy, and executive letter templates. In addition, we also have web copy templates for your web landing pages and seminar materials for your face-to-face events or webinars. So all you need to do is download our templates and customize them for your own purposes. For instance, you can pull a telescript off the business partner zone and call and invite prospects to attend a seminar that you host and leverage the seminar invitation and seminar presentation with your own information in it. These can all be accessed on the business partner zone under marketing materials, then select marketing resources and scroll down to the automation section.
Thanks. And, you know, I think Darla hit on an important point where, as Scott mentioned earlier, too, it's important that when we go out that, you know, multi-touch campaigns where there's kind of a cohesive framework and it's a building progression where you might start with a direct mail and feed into a teletactic and feed that into a seminar solution are really the most successful and provide the most momentum and demand generation. So, Lisa, do we have any other questions?
We do. We'll take our first question today from Jason Hook of DOT NSS.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
It's a logistical question, really. Is it possible, I'm calling you from the UK today, but it would be great if I could have details or get our company on the UK and US mailing list for these events, and I can hopefully encourage more of my colleagues to participate.
So you'd like to get included on a mailing list for future calls?
Yes, both for the UK and the US.
Okay.
How could I do that?
I can make sure that I add you. I actually maintain a group of people who have responded and RSVP'd for these calls in the past, so I can make sure that I add you to that if you want to send me an email directly. I think I see yours. What's your email address, Jason?
It's jason.hook@nsf.com.
.nsf.com?
That's great.
Okay. And then the other thing is that we keep the schedule for this out on the BP Zone in the teleconferences section. We've also been promoting it through the regular Partner World for Software emails in each geography. So hopefully whoever receives those emails, that's typically your sales and marketing contact, will have received these notifications as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on, we'll take the next question today from Wendy O'Neill of Avnet. Hi. I just wanted to touch base with you on the presentation wizard. It says you can automatically build customer-ready presentations. And I'm out looking at the marketing materials now, and it just has the telemarketing scripts, just very generic
where they just kind of plugged in the on-demand automation, but I don't see any presentations that are customer ready. When are those out there, or will they be available soon?
Go ahead.
I guess this is Dave Rice. We are putting a customer ready seminar presentation out onto the BP Zone, so that should be out fairly shortly.
Should be out within a week.
Within a week. As far as the presentation wizard, I know with some of these tools, they are not yet, available out on the partner world for software site, but we are working on trying to make those tools available out there. That tool may be available now on the Tivoli Knowledge Center. If it's not, again, I think that's something that we're looking to get out there fairly shortly.
I was just searching for it on both areas.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Okay.
So Wendy,
nice hearing from you, Wendy.
Wendy, why don't you do this? I'm going to go ahead for anybody else who wants a specific piece of follow-up. I'm going to type my email address here on the e-meeting, but it's for those of you who aren't on the e-meeting, it's christy_Schaffner@us.ibm.com. So, Wendy, if you want to send me a note, I can make sure that I also either send it to you directly or send you a follow-up link as soon as those are available.
Okay.
Another area to keep your eye on the BP Zone is the selling resources section on the automation play, and that's where we'll post. I think we have the assessment tool out there already, and we'll post other tools as they become available. So between the marketing materials and the selling resources, you should be finding the majority of what you need by the end of this week.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right.
And at this time, there are no questions, but I would like to remind the audience to press *1 if you do have a question. And we'll pause for just a moment. We'll take the next question from Ken Kiefer of Kiefer Consulting.
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
I had a question about early in the presentation, I think Dave mentioned something about sitting down with your IBM partner rep. How do I go about finding out who that is?
Sure. If you go out to the BP Zone,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this while we talk so that I'm sure that I head you in the right direction.
Okay.
I believe it's under software membership. One of the enhancements that we've made to the website recently is actually posting a list of who the business partner representatives are for their respective areas.
Okay.
And it's either under, and if anybody on the phone knows, okay, so if you go under contact Partner World for Software, it's the last link on the left nav bar in the partner zone.
Okay.
There's actually a section called Sales Contacts for North America.
Okay.
And if you click on that, it'll show you who your sales contact, I'm assuming by the accent that you are in North America, but for each of the different geographies, we have this posted as well.
Okay.
All right.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And at this time, there are no questions, but I would like to remind the audience that if you do have a question, please press *1. At this time, we'll pause for just a moment.
So appreciate you guys taking the opportunity to give us some feedback. Also, since this is the first in the series, and you all now have my email address, if you have any specific suggestions on how we might improve these calls for the rest of the series, we'd love to hear about it. So please do drop me a note if you have any ideas. Other than that, I think, unless, Lisa, we have another question, I think, yep.
There are still no questions at this time.
Okay, great. I think we will go ahead and wrap. Again, thank you for taking the time out of your day. Please do let your counterparts know about the rest of the call series. Also, we will have an audio file of this conference call posted out to the BP Zone. And as I mentioned, we'll have this program in a box CD that will, or maybe I didn't actually mention it. We will have a CD for program in a box. And what we're going to do is on the CD, we're going to include the entire Lunch and Learn teleconference series, as well as the marketing materials, some great enablement materials and tools, such as the automation assessment tool that we talked about today, and customer-facing materials. And the idea is for this CD to really be kind of a one-stop shop to help you guys put together your marketing demand gen activities and provide you with the selling tools and resources that you need with your customers. So look for that in early Q2. It'll be available via IBM publication ordering, and our intent right now is to also send it out automatically to anybody who attends either the launch call that we had on the 17th or one of these Lunch and Learn calls. So keep an eye out for the Program in a Box CD, and hopefully that will be incentive for you and your counterparts to attend more of these calls. So we'll send you the CD automatically. With that, I'd like to conclude and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you on April 8th.
And that does conclude today's conference. We would like to thank you all for your participation. Have a great day.